This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, when you don't know something, you need to ask those who know. If you ask those who don't know, you will be increased in ignorance and you will lose your happiness, your contentment, and even your success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. So Allah tells us, when you don't know something, ask those who know. Similarly, when it comes to religion and you don't know something, ask those who have knowledge of revelation. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nahl, verse number 43,
فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
If you don't know, ask those who have knowledge of the revelation. Ask those who have sound knowledge of religion. If you don't know, if you're unaware. Now, to ask questions is normal. When you don't know something, you can ask and keep on asking. When people give you an answer, you have to see the answer, whether it's based on revelation or not, especially if it is connected to religious matters, then you would have to take it from revelation. So this is what Allah is saying. You will achieve contentment when you increase your knowledge. Contentment cannot come about without knowledge. You need to know. Sound knowledge is from revelation. In order to expand that knowledge, you're going to have to learn. Learning requires you to sit at the feet of those who know, to ask questions. Don't be shy when it comes to something you'd like to know. If you're shy, you're never going to learn. And your contentment will never be there because there will be something in your heart you desperately want to know, but because of your shyness, you have not even been able to ask. So build the courage to ask. It's an instruction from Allah for you and I to ask when we don't know. But who should we ask? Ask those who know, those whose knowledge you trust, those whom you respect, and those who have knowledge of the field within which that question is. So expand your knowledge, my brothers and sisters. Learn the Quran. Participate in the lessons around you, preferably at your masjid or the madrasa nearby. You need to attend. When there is salah, you don't just attend the salah and walk off. You try and attend the lessons. Yes, they have become a little bit shorter now because the imams are taking into consideration your occupation. If you notice, this series is made up of just 12-minute episodes because the shorter we become, the more power-packed it is. And nowadays, people have very little time. So we've decided to go very short. The same applies to many of the other messages that we have. They will be short and power-packed. If you are not going to make the effort to sit and listen and to learn, don't expect contentment, because contentment can only come when you recognize Allah, when you know what it is all about and how to achieve it. The owner of the universe, the owner of creation, the one who created us all, is the only one who actually knows how that contentment will be achieved. And you're not even prepared to make an effort to listen to what he's got to say. What is it that is disturbing you? Is it that you want to earn a dollar or two? Is it that you want to go and enjoy a sports game or two? Is it that you want to sit in front of the television or you want to watch a movie or something of that nature? Wallahi, if you knew the contentment that you would achieve by sitting at the feet of those with knowledge or even at any lesson that was teaching you revelation, you would actually fight to get there. You would make sure that you were there by hook or crook. My brothers and sisters, make an effort to learn. Expand your knowledge. Allah will grant you contentment. Allah will open your doors. Every time you seek or make an effort to seek knowledge, Allah will open your doors to paradise and make it easy for you to get to Jannah. Listen to the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says,
مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ.
Whoever treads a path of seeking knowledge, whoever treads a path where he wants to seek knowledge, because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his path towards paradise easy. What does that mean? You're going to be happy, you're going to be content, you're going to learn, It will start in this world and then the next. Subhanallah. So expand your knowledge. The tafsir lessons, the hadith lessons, the other lessons within the Islamic teaching. Participate in them. Listen to what is being said. Put into practice and question wherever you are in doubt or wherever you don't know something. And inshallah, things will be made easy. For your information, nowadays a lot of knowledge is at your fingertips. There are so many academies and institutes of learning on your phone and your iPad, online. There is so much that you could do on your screen, such as this particular session as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success and acceptance. It's a little effort that is required, without which you won't be able to succeed in this world and the next. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this by saying, ask those with knowledge, with sound knowledge, if you don't know. In verse number 58 of the same surah, Allah warns us about those who are not satisfied when Allah blesses them with the female offspring. You have a daughter, don't be upset. Allah says, why should you be upset? You don't know what goodness is about to come from the particular child. So Allah says, we will bless you with a male or a female. Sometimes only male, sometimes only female, sometimes both male and female. Sometimes we may not give you a child, but you need to understand it's the destiny Allah's chosen for you because He knows what is better for you. Allah knows what is better for you. So don't become upset with the choice of Allah for you. Many times people have daughters and they say, oh, I wish I could have a son. But when Allah has blessed you, perhaps those daughters will achieve much more for you than any son could actually have brought, because it is Allah who allows that to happen. The same applies. Sometimes we think, oh, but if I had a son, he might have helped me and carried me. Who knows? Those who have sons are complaining that some of the sons are running away and their daughters are taking care of them at old age. And sometimes the daughters have husbands who are brilliant people. Make dua. What you've got to do, just look after those children the way Allah has asked you to look after them, because they belong to Allah. As they grow older, don't do what your whims and fancies want you to do. Do what Allah wants you to do. You will be content. You will be happy. When it comes time to get them married in a beautiful way. The hadith says, if you are to do it in a beautiful way, we will give you Jannah. You've had 2-3 girls and you brought them up. Because you brought them up in order for them to be given to other men, Allah says, we will give you Jannah in return. Imagine. It's amazing. So don't ever be upset when you have a girl child. Let's listen to this particular verse. Number 58 of Surah An-Nahl, Allah says, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجُهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. When one of them was given news of a female child, they would actually, their faces would become darkened and they would be blackened and they would be angry and they would want to hide and they wouldn't even want to tell people, I'm going to have a girl or I've just had a girl. Let's not be like that. Allah is describing the disbelievers of Quraysh at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the way they were upset when they were told you're having a girl or you've just had a girl. Is it the same with us? Do we get upset when Allah's just given us girls? Ask those who don't have children. They wouldn't mind a girl or a boy. Why is it that we complain to Allah? But all we need to know, it is a gift of Allah. Allah knows best why He gave you what He gave you. Be excited about it. Be happy about it. Even if Allah decided not to give you children, be convinced that that is Allah's plan. Your ultimate success is when you get Jannah. If you receive paradise because of the patience you bore about the fact that you didn't have children, trust me, it was a good deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant every one of us success. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how we should never become jealous of one another. He says, He is the one who bestows virtue and wealth. He has definitely created us different ranks when it comes to wealth. Listen to this beautiful verse of Surah An-Nahl, verse number 71. وَاللَّهُ فَضَّلَ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فِي الرِّزْقَ. Indeed, Allah has favored some of you above others when it comes to rizq, sustenance and wealth. Rizq is a very broad term which includes a lot. When Allah distributed, He decided whom He shall give, how much and what. It's amazing. So remember this. when you're jealous of someone, it is to a certain degree a form of ingratitude and disbelief in Allah, because it is like you are saying, oh Allah, I'm not happy with what you have given that man. You shouldn't have given him. That's wrong. That's very bad. So the hadith says, إِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبُ. Jealousy eats away your good deeds in the same way that the fire would eat away at firewood, or at some fuel, at a dry log. Subhanallah. Don't allow yourself to be jealous. Know that it is the plan of Allah. You won't have everything on earth. The multi-millionaires and billionaires of this world, may Allah keep them steadfast and guide them to the deen. Trust me, they don't even need one-tenth of the wealth that they have for themselves. A human being doesn't need more than a certain amount of money. No matter how much he spends, he doesn't need more than a certain amount. Beyond that, it's a test for them. How much will they give before they pass away? When you're alive, give away. Give away whatever you don't need. Give away the excess. I was, for example, if I were the richest person on earth or a very rich man, I would actually be known by how much I've given, not how much I've amassed. What I've amassed, the world might know you by it. You don't achieve contentment by amassing. Most of those who have a lot are not content. But you find those who have iman, those who have belief, those who fulfill their salah, those who reach out to others with what excess Allah has provided them with, they are the happiest and most content, even if they are wealthy. And this is why we say our test is how much we're going to give, not about how much we're going to receive. Subhanallah. Receiving is in the hands of Allah. Yes, there is a little effort required from you, but it's in the hands of Allah. As for giving, the greater test is in your hands. How much are you going to give? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfied with the way I've treated the wealth He's bestowed upon me? So He keeps on reminding us and He keeps on telling us that, you know what? This wealth is actually mine. You have just been made a custodian of it. So use it in a way that will please me. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. My brothers and sisters, I pray that we can take heed and I pray that we can learn lesson. We will definitely achieve contentment by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we follow this beautiful revelation. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.